Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, and we're going to talk some video games. Quentin Tarantino has a birthday this week. March 27th, the acclaimed film director turns 55 years old. So happy day of birth. Happy birthday to him. He is one of the most prolific filmmakers in history. Whether you love or hate his work, you have to admit, you know, he knows what he's doing. I mean, I guess you don't have to admit he knows what he's doing, but he definitely has a huge following and culture around him and people that love his films. I am one of them. I enjoy the majority of his films, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to look at some video games that I think Tarantino needs to adapt for the big screen. His quick dialogue and sometimes over-the-top action, but always, you know, fluid action, really would lend itself to a video game adaptation very well, I think. And it's, I just would like to see it. So here are five video games Quentin Tarantino needs to bring to the big screen. Number five is going to be Battlefield Hardline. Probably the, I don't know, I guess you'd call the black sheep of the Battlefield franchise. This game came out in 2015, and it was unlike any of the other Battlefield. All the other Battlefields were war-based, combat-based, and this one was actually about, like, heist and cops and criminals, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was a fresh new take on a franchise that, you know, in my opinion, needed something new. And because of this game, it actually led to Battlefield 1, which was really great. But Tarantino, the way he does, he's really good at crime. You know, if you look at almost any of his movies, there's a crime story in there somewhere. And so giving him this, and really, I think it'd be fun if he went almost Departed style, where he told the good guy story and the bad guy story kind of simultaneously. You know, in Pulp Fiction, he established that he can weave stories and do non-linear and things. I think that style would really benefit, you know, Battlefield Hardline. Number four is going to be Wolfenstein, The New Order. Now, we've seen Inglourious Basterds, where Tarantino kind of gave his take on World War II and what went down, and an alternate history where Hitler died and stuff. But what if we got to see, like, the flip side of that, almost a companion piece? And that's what Wolfenstein is. You know, the Nazis won. They have all this crazy tech and this really insane stuff going on. I would like to see how he tells the story of, you know, the underdog, B.J. Blazkowicz, who is would hopefully be played by Brad Pitt as, like, a little nice nudge-nudge, wink-wink to Inglourious Basterds, but we would see. Tarantino could come in, and as much as Inglourious Basterds is a war movie, I feel like it's almost, like, there's a very positive light around it because the Allies do win. I mean, there's a lot of darkness in the movie, and so having this movie that is total darkness and one character trying to bring light into it, you know, trying to overthrow this regime and set things right, I would really like to see him, his take on that. You know, a lot of he does a lot of underdogs and your unconventional heroes, as it were. And Wolfenstein would be really great for that. He could really, really shine. And, you know, if you wanted to incorporate some stuff from the Old Blood or New Colossus, you could too. Number three is Red Dead Revolver. A lot of hype with Red Dead Redemption coming out later this year. Red Dead Redemption 2, sorry. And Red Dead Redemption is one of the best games ever made. But before that, there was Red Dead Revolver, which came out back in 2004. It was on original Xbox and PlayStation 2, and this game is where Red Dead got started. I think it would also be a great place for Tarantino to get started, because in Red Dead Redemption, you had John Masters, who was a family man, and his family got gunned down. But in this story, your character, Red, is actually, his parents get gunned down. So it's a revenge tale, which, whether it be Kill Bill or Django or any of those, we've seen Tarantino really get a good handle on revenge and even to an extent redemption, you know, trying to figure out, you know, who's the good guys, who's the bad guys as history unfolds. And with Red Dead Revolver, the reluctant hero, I guess is the best way to describe him, you know, as he goes through trying to not only, like I said, avenge his parents, but make money and help the people of the West, you know, his character really fleshes out. And there's a huge supporting cast that, if you look at a film like Jackie Brown or something, you know, Tarantino's really good at giving everybody a voice and everybody a role, and not, you know, the supporting characters really being developed and having their own story. And so I think that would be a perfect fit for him. And to touch on Native American culture a little bit, we've seen him dabbling in you know, Hateful Eight and Django and stuff, but not as much as he could. And I think if he made a movie about Red Dead Revolver, it would be really good. All right, number two, and this is probably the video game that fits best with what people perceive Quentin Tarantino as. You know, all the points I've been making and things, you know, not a lot of people really associate him with that. They associate him with over-the-top violence and gunplay and blood and gore and super stylized action, which there's nothing wrong with that. Like, he does all of that very, very well. And so I would like to see him make a film adaptation of 2009's Wet. Even bring back Eliza Dushku to replay the role of Ruby. This game was awesome and amazing. And even, I remember when it came out, my buddies and I were playing it and said it felt like a Tarantino or Robbie Rodriguez movie, especially with like Sin City and things out there. But Ruby is a problem solver, and, you know, which is more or less a fancy word for assassin. She does wet work operations, which are things that just, in some people's eyes, just need to be done, and usually pretty messy, and she does a great job of it. I mean, she's got the swords and the pistols and shotguns and crossbows and everything. And what's cool is the action sequences switch to like a black and white style that really helps, I guess, accent the violence. And we've seen Tarantino, you know, do things like that. So this would be right up his alley. And I think people would just eat it up. You know, he could do all the stylized and everything. And yeah, I would just love it. There's not much to say about it because it seems like such a perfect fit. Before we get to our number one, though, I do have an honorable mention. And that is Saints Row. The more recent ones, I think with Reservoir Dogs, Tarantino showed that he can do comedy as well as action. I'm afraid that Saints Row is a little too lowbrow. Comedy, I hate to say lowbrow, but you know, it's fart jokes and things like that. And so maybe, I don't know, Kevin Smith and Tarantino can team up on that one, and it'd be pretty cool. But our number one, the number one adaptation I think Quentin Tarantino should make, I'm probably going to get some flack for this, but, well, let's backtrack. So, Wes Anderson, you know a Wes Anderson movie when you see one. when he made the Fantastic Mr. Fox, everybody was concerned that it was going to be a departure from his usual stuff in a bad way. And it was, you know, going into stop motion and things was just so far out of his wheelhouse, maybe. And yeah, people were worried, but it turned out really well. And I want Tarantino to go out of his wheelhouse, or grindhouse, if you will, and make an animated movie based on Cuphead. It's no secret how much I love Cuphead. But when you think about it, the actual story of Cuphead, these guys make a deal with the devil for their souls, and they have to go hunt down all these bounties. Meanwhile, there's ridiculous, crazy violence. And I think Tarantino's charm and subtlety in some areas and lack of subtlety in other areas would really fit the style of a film that Cuphead would need to have and bring. And even if it turned out horrible, I would still watch it because it would be just beautiful and bat guano crazy. Just the thought of the dialogue that Cuphead and Mugman would have between each other, it would be obviously super dark and an adult film, but Tarantino could have a lot of fun because even with humans and cameras, he can do a lot of things, but imagine what he can do with animation. And the thought of him, taking some of these bosses and making them his and the voices he would give to them, I would love. It could even be an HBO miniseries or something. We'd let it pass for that. But there you have it. Those are the top five video game adaptations Quentin Tarantino needs to bring to the big screen. Let me know what you think. What video game would you like to see him make? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're out there. Make sure to check us out. We'd love to hear from you. Also, whatever you're listening to us on, make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe. If you're subscribing, you're going to get all the new shows, including Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. So new shows almost every day, usually every day, because of internet and uploading and things. Yay. But if you want to talk to me, more privately, have questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I enjoy hearing from everybody. And if you enjoy everything, make sure to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. You can get exclusive shows, exclusive conversations, behind the scenes stuff, maybe even be on the show. We've had that happen before too. So make sure you check that out. But that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.